We don't have the printed papers as we do every year, so each introducer of the keynotes will announce which keynote he's going to be speaking about. That's the one we'll be saying, and that's how it'll work. Okay, we're starting now with the first one. Vav. Just some thoughts on the keynotes in general. We say Elitzion v'Yoreha at the end of the keynotes. We wail Tzion v'Yoreha kamo isha b'tzireha v'chipsula chagura sak al balnu reha. So there are two situations there described, each a very different kind of pain. Isha b'tzireha, a woman in the throes of labor, is suffering great physical pain. But there's no agmas nefesh involved. Not the rabbi, she's anticipating something. But she has tremendous physical pain. The isha chagura sak, chepsula, the psula chagura sak al baal nu'ureo, is not suffering any physical pain, but she has tremendous, tremendous agmas nefesh, tremendous aggravation is too soft a word. And that's what we focus on, as we'll see. Not only do we have the physical suffering, or the betrayal suffering, whether it's the murders, the being chased out of the land, the golos, and then the agnus nefesh, if you want to call it that, of as we'll see, the goyim, the chil Hashem, the chil kavod Yisrael, as the goyim makos when they say ayei elokeichem, and then the tzar of not having the shechina, that would be, it could be both, that's both kinds of tzar really, because there's a physical loss, it's a different kind of living when you're not with the shechina. Then there's the agnus nefesh, and Hashem is being master upon of me, man. In two places, we refer to the Beis HaMikdash as Beis Chayenu. We say, Yerotzom on these Thursdays, V'chonin is Beis Chayenu. And then we say, Barat Torah ki Beis Chayenu, Rechem Otzion ki Beis Chayenu. So it's called Beis Chayenu. The Beis HaMikdash is funneling life to us. The Medrash says on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kimigdal David Tzavorech, Ze Beis HaMikdash, Shenimshal Tzavor, it's like the neck. Nito HaTzavor, Ein Chayim. It's not like the Ummah has just of the ever existence without the Beis HaMikdash. It's a different kind of life, it's a different mode. Ki Beis Chayenu. Nito HaTzavor Ein Chayim. Now in the Tzavor, there's actually two pipes that are cut during the Shechita. We talk about the windpipe, the Koneh, and the Vesht. So the Beis HaMikdash supplied, we'll call it the Ruchni of Klal Yisrael, which would be like the Koneh, oxygen, wind, and the Veshet, which is the food. The Beis HaMikdash supplied the Gashmi existence of Klal Yisrael. The Shefa came through the Beis HaMikdash. The Ruchni, of course, was Emuna, Yerushalayim, Tefillah, place to daven, Torah, Kimitzion Teitzesora, the Karbonos. And then as the Gemara in Sota and in Tzubis tell us that the Veshet, so to speak, the Shefa of Parnosa, the Shefa of Gashmios, also came through the Beis HaMikdash. It had the Eben Shesia, Mimena Hushasa Olam, presumably If it created the world, if that was the foundation stone of the creation of the world, it would sustain the world. The Gemara in Sot enumerates the losses in Gashmius that happened in the wake of the Churban HaBayis, Nital Tam HaPeros, Lo Yorah Tal LeBracha. So the Tzavor, which is the Beis HaMikdash, is both the Kone and the Veshet. And that's what we say the keynotes for. Some of them will focus on the more physical aspects of the Churban and the Golos, and some on the more Ruchni aspects of the Churban and the Golos. Another point to keep in mind, the Gemara says in Tainus that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi would eat his Suda Masekes on Erev Tisha B'Av, Pascha Melach, Pascha Reva, dried bread, the Melach, and he would sit in a very not Mechubad place, he'd been to Tanur L'Kirayim. The Doime Kimi Shemeso Mutal Ufonov. That's what he felt like, where he exhibited the behavior of someone who's Meso Mutal Ufonov right now. The Marsha says, Ratzal Omar, that he didn't treat it as an Avelus Yushana, but as Meso Mutal Ufonov right now. Now this is not so simple. The Gemara in Ksubas tells a story how Yisrael and Levit Kechavim were walking, and the Levit Kechavim could not keep up with the Jew. So he thought of a trick. He reminded him about how the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, and the Jew thought about it, contemplated it, sighed, groaned, but still the guy couldn't keep up with him. So he asked him, Lo Amridu, didn't you yourself say, your sages say, Anocho Shoveres Chatzi Gufo Shel Adam? Person is depressed, in a bad mood, groans, moans. So that breaks down the guf. How could you still be walking as fast as before? Omalei, Hani Milim Ulsachadati. Avalha, the Shonan Ba. But this we're used to already. Unfortunately, we're used to it already. Beis HaMikdash Nechrav is something that's not new to us. And therefore, if I can avail this Yoshana, and it just doesn't have the same effect. So it's not simple to have that Mishemeso Puto Lefonov. Now the Gemara says the Marshal, it's in Aramaic, but what the Gemara says is that a woman who's used to burying her children just loses the depth of the emotion when another one dies. That's what the Gemara says. Now, when you look at the Gemara, you say that's not such a good mashal. The Chaira, a mashal would have been a child that died a long time ago. So at first, it's tremendous mourning and I was in that fish, but then as time goes on, the burden gets lighter and lighter. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say a woman whose child died a long time ago gets used to it, but rather it says a woman whose children die, so she doesn't have that depth of emotion when another one dies. Which means, of course, now we have to look at the Beis HaMikdash, as we've been saying, Kol Shalo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomov, Hilu Nechrav B'Yomov. This is not the problem, according to the Gemara, the problem is not that it, one event, happened a long time ago. And as the years go on, we lose the depth of emotion. But you see, the Gemara compares it to something that's constantly happening. And still it says, it's not so simple, because even if it's constantly happening, so you get used to that also. And it doesn't demand the same depth of emotion. But you see, it's possible, because that's what the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Miloi did. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Miloi was able to reach that place of Mishamei Somutun Lufonov, which is negating the Gemara's point how it would normally be. Sort of a raya that you can reach that place, not mamash raya, but perhaps a little. So he ate the Taschareva Bamelach and Shoyse Kiton Shomaya. The Doma can be Shemeso Mutal Lefonov. Now it's interesting, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says when you eat Sulem Asekis, so there shouldn't be Basar and Yayin, certainly not, that's Meikr Hadin. Lo Yochal Shnei Tavshilin. And there's a minik to eat Beitzim or Adashim. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Umisha Efshar Lo, Lo Yochal Besuda Masekes Al Pas Kareva B'melach V'kiton Shomayim, which is an echo of if you can. So the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is what you must do. No Shnei Tachshilin. You're sitting on the floor. You're going through the, you're following the rules of Suda Matzekes. But if you want to, it's like a little unusual for, and if Misha Efshalo, it's really best to act like a Bidu Rabbi Loi, although that's not what Shulchan Aruch says, but that is in effect what it's saying. So I think it's saying if you can reach that, really it is Avelus Yishana. But again, it's not Avelus Yishana in the sense of something that happened a long time ago. What you see from the Gemara's Marshal is that it's Avelus Yishana in the sense that we're used to not having a Beis HaMikdash. So even though that's something that happens constantly, We don't have it. Kilo Nechra B'yamav, Kilo Nechra B'yamav. But that's who you get used to. But it's possible to reach the place. So Shulchan says, if you can try to even lower the degree of what you eat by the Suda Masekes and sit in a even more lowly place and try to reach that place where you stir up your emotions. So I'm saying in Kinos too, that's what we should be trying to do, at least with the help of the speakers, try to reach the place where we could maybe lift it out of Avelus Yishana. Halavai, it should be Avelus Yishana of what you see for the Gemara's Marshal. But maybe we can even climb out of the Avelus Yishana and be on the Madrega to some degree, again with the help of the speakers of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. The first kina, again, Vav, is from Rabbi Lezer Akalir. The kinos are really split. You have the kinos that are about the Churban and the Golos. I think most of them are by Rabbi Lezer Akalir. Then you have later piyutim that were composed for different tzaras of the Golos. And at the end, you have the groupings of Tzion, which really are rather, I wouldn't say optimistic, but they talk about what was. It just talks about Tzion, how beautiful it was, how connected to Hashem Baruch Hu it was. It talks about just the good that was in Tzion. That's the Tzion. That's at the end. In this. So Rav Lezer Kaller was not so clear who he was, but maybe he was even a Tana, obviously a brilliant Baki in all Chadri Torah and Agodas and Gemara's poetry weaves in phrases. I'm going to just pick out two phrases that say one theme, and it's phrases from Eicha, Tzchiu Ma'os, Tesimuni Be'edrecha Virai. Talking about the Goyim, the Umus Olam, and really, and this is a pasuk in Eicha, Tzchiu Ma'os, we're disgusting, we're like filthy, repulsive to the Umos HaOlam. And lately, the last few years, we're able, you know, you think, okay, that was true, it's true throughout the Golos, and it's, it was true in the Holocaust, certainly. Now, you know, people are enlightened, but we're going back to that, and we see this Tzchiyu Ma'os, dirty Jew, to be looked on with contempt. It doesn't matter if it's Eisgehal or not, obviously it's not, but the attitude where the Jewish people are fair game to the Umos HaOlam because we're subhuman is coming back in vogue all over the world. No place is feared. And so we're experiencing that Tzchiyu Ma'os, which is not, which is Chil Hashem certainly, which is somewhat of a something to, you know, as it says in Chumash many times, because Hashem has connected His name to ours, so if we are Tzchiyu Ma'os, then His name is also Nischalel. And so we have that hope that with our Yeshua, will come Yeshua Hashem, and we ask Hashem and we mention it and we realize that it's not just the physical tzaras, and it's not just even the agmas nefesh, but it's the treatment to be treated as something, as I say, subhuman, lowly, garbage, filth, refuse. So that's another aspect of it. And but that connects us to the Chilul Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we hope for Yeshua from all the tzaras that are brought about.
Supposedly God is close.